What is your house made out of?
It's quite a modern house with a corrugated iron exterior to fit in with the local mining corrugated iron theme of the region.
And what is that material like? Is it good in terms of keeping you cool in the summer and keeping you somewhat warmer in the colder seasons?
Not really. No, there could be a lot more improvements made to the house to make it more green and to make it more energy efficient, that's for sure.
And what would those improvements look like?
You could double glaze windows so you don't get as much heat radiating into rooms, insulation in the roofs, and also, I guess, growing more vegetation around the garden so you've got a shadier microclimate around the house.
The trees are enormously important to deal with the heat.
That was Robert Rochema, who's professor in the School of Architecture at the University of Technology in Sydney. And he's talking about utilising local vegetation to cool down the houses in Broken Hill.
And the other thing is, because we've got, three main problems related to climate, mm-hmm. that is flash flooding because of heavy rain, bushfire and heat. So to mitigate that problem, you really need to create more water spaces, more urban green spaces. And the other thing you might do related to the houses themselves is to create a buffer on top of the house or on the facade, which is green. It does two things. It keeps your house cool. So if it's hot, you have isolated your house, basically. Yeah. And the second thing is it takes out the peak of the rain. When there's a rain happening.
What is that buffer, though?
The buffer is, for instance, if you green roofs on every house in a new neighborhood, most of the rain will fall on the roofs, so it will stay for a while on the roof.
What do you mean by green roofs, though?
Well, a green roof is not only painted green, but a green roof is a roof that contains plants and has a little bit of soil on it. So,
oh, like as in how they do it in, isn't it in the Netherlands or something? Don't they have the?
Yes, they have.
Like
they have
grass,
those, they have those roofs. But the most famous old-fashioned, dating from history, examples are actually from Norway and the Faroe Islands and those places. Because there it's really cold.
Yeah.
So in winter they need to have some extra isolation to stay warm. And that's why they chose to implement those green roofs. Over here it works the other way around because it's so hot that this green roof will actually have a cooling effect on
the
house.
So you think that would actually, that is a really good solution for Australia in the heat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And it does two things because it also takes the water out. So it takes the water because the plants need the water. So mm-hmm. the water will stay on the roof for a while and then the surplus will be dispatched in a very slow manner. So the big flash flooding, You don't have any more.
No, you don't, because it's absorbed.
And it's beautiful also because you can grow plants on it, you can grow flowers, you can do only grass, which is also a beautiful sight. One of the main problems with this is obviously the costs, because a green roof is more expensive than an ordinary roof that you just put on. But I think if you imagine that people have to live in those circumstances of 45 or close to 50 degrees sometimes, they would really enjoy a cool house.
How cool is that? A greenhouse.
But if you think about the landscape of Broken Hill as well, it's a semi-arid land with very few canopy vegetation around. But I wanted to throw this idea by Anika and see what she thought.
We have very infrequent rainfall, we have very little rainfall, so actually growing enough vegetation to change, the climate of a region is probably a very big ask for that area of Australia. Although saying that, there have been great examples of the past in the Broken Hill region where committed people have changed that environment. When the mines came to Broken Hill, Broken Hill is obviously a mining town famous for silver, lead and zinc. The rapid expansion of the mines means that a lot of vegetation was cleared away. A lot of the scrublands, livestock was brought in, rabbits plagued the regions. And if you look at photos from the 1930s of around Broken Hill, it looks like the moon. There is not a scrap of vegetation. It is windswept. There were horrific dust storms that blanketed the town. But the local people and the mines realized the damage they had done to this region, and they set about creating the Regeneration Reserve, which now surrounds Broken Hill. And because of this commitment from local people to change the vegetation, to change the landscape to what it originally was, a healthy, vibrant ecosystem, they pretty much stopped the dust storms. They brought the native wildlife back. And it was recognised as one of the first environmental movements in Australia where people have actively got together to, you know, do tree plantings, to fence off areas to stop grazing. And that regeneration belt still surrounds Broken Hill. It's still an attraction for people to go bushwalking out there.
Do you think that that would mean if you were to put more green environments and microclimates around residential properties that they could survive in the same way?
Look, possibly. I think the people in Broken Hill, they are extremely aware of what the climate can do. I mean, it's a very challenging environment to live in.
And because of that, Broken Hill has really utilised its number one natural resource, the sun.
The Far West region, the Broken Hill region, is known to have one of the highest levels of solar radiation in New South Wales. Broken Hill residents, you know, quick to snap them up and put them on their houses because we are so blessed to have, you know, blue skies pretty much all year round that we can capture the solar energy from the sun and we can convert that to power. And so we can run air conditioners all year round as relief from the heat and do it in a mindful manner that we're not actually damaging the planet. We're using the sun's energy.